taking care of David.
Hey, Dwayne, how you doing?
Dennis, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Hanging in there, man. How about yourself?
Did I reach you at a bad time?
No, you're good.
Good. Listen, here's where I'm at. I have access to additional funds, okay, beyond what I have personally. So
okay.
What I need to verify from you is this, so I can put together all the pieces. If having the contracts won't help in getting the entire thing financed, then you're saying we can finance up to $50,000. Is that what I heard you say?
Right. I can get 50, and then if you have, you know, the rest, then we're good to go.
Okay. Good. Good. Let me do this, Dennis. I am shoring up right now the remaining balance, and I'm still going to contact Dave myself and ask for any adjustments he can make to keep this thing closer to the 100 mark.
Okay.
Not to say that, you know, he definitely needs to make a profit on his trucks, but I'm just trying to tighten this up so I can have something to work with when the truck arrives. You know how things go in business.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys, it takes a little bit to get your wheels rolling.
Yeah, always a surprise, right?
So, never as easy as it looks.
Now, what do you think on your $50,000 loan, what do you think that monthly would look like?
I mean, you have over 2 years' time in business, so you're not going to be looked at as a startup. It's really hard to say. I mean, it's not going to be bad at all by any means. It's probably going to be $50,000. I'd hate to just throw a number out there. I'm going to say anywhere from like 12 to maybe 14 in that ballpark.
Okay.
Hopefully a little less.
Is this a 36-month or what is 12?
I should be able to get you 60.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Let's do this. If you could sit tight for just a moment, I should have all my answers by the end of the day.
Okay.
You're in San Diego, right?
Right.
So is it 1 hour behind me?
It's 10:25 right now.
Okay, so we're an hour behind. Good. So I am waiting to hear back, and then once I get my green light, I'm going to actually, in the interim, I'm going to contact Dave, give him the update, and then I'll get what you need or any additional information to get that final 50. And I think this sounds like it could work, you know, even though it's kind of a little, I'd like to go to one source, but it's okay. I can.
No, I hear you. Well, we have that working capital loan as well. I can do that for you. It's not a bad deal to have in your back pocket because it is a renewable source of funds. It has an early payoff. And if you needed to use the fund, we don't monitor the use of the funds. So if you needed to use it for marketing obviously you do marketing, but if you needed to hire a driver or, you know, something like that or anything, you know what I mean?
So let me understand that, though. If I've got the $50,000 loan, let's say on the higher end it's $1,400 a month, and then you're saying it's like a line of credit?
Yes and no. It can be looked at a line of credit because once you're halfway paid into it, it's renewable, so you'll be eligible for more funds at a lower cost in the longer term. So a lot of clients have that. It's always good to just have, you know, a line of credit just in case. And then once you're set up with the system, it is a daily payment or a weekly payment. It's just ACH'd out, and it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. It's just to kind of shave a little bit off the top and pay it back. It's not the cheapest source of funds initially, but once you renew, I've had people that renewed for, you know, years and years and years, and they're paying cents on the dollar at this point. So but it's something
so
to think about.
So you're just saying it's available, not a requirement to go forward with 50.
No, not. It's not a requirement by any means at all. It's just something that I can do. I don't like to have it on the radar until the approval is established for the equipment itself, just because it just doesn't look good to have too many inquiries, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Inquiries, but it wouldn't be another inquiry. It would just be another, you know, show up as another, like a UCC or something like that, so...
Okay. Let me do my other calls to just make sure I've got all my ducks in a row before I accept your 50. And I don't see that being a problem. I appreciate all your help so far. Let's just make sure I can utilize everyone.
I just didn't want to show them the bank statements with what I had because it would have probably killed the deal at that point because it looks like you're borrowing just about as much as your company about half of what your company makes. So.
Yeah, Dennis, and you know what? First of all, I appreciate that because, you know, that's what I keep telling my wife. I said, you know, what they need to see, I can show, but what sometimes, you know, if I'm not careful because I don't know how these loan processes go, you know, I may not look as a grade A as they're looking for. But, you know, what I've been doing, just so you know, and I think I shared it with you in the email, we've been seeing so poor returns. I told my wife, I said, you know what, I want all of that money out. Every time we have cut a check, I want it out because it's just, it's like stuffing it under the mattress. It was, nothing was happening.
Oh, yeah, so, I hear you. Yeah, I know it's, you can't, it's yeah. So hard to make money now. Even my 401k, I just look at it, I'm like, God, this is ridiculous, you know. It's like, might as well just,
by the way, I
put it under my mattress, seriously.
Yeah, I just so you know, I liquidated my 401k. I had some gold, I liquidated that. I turned it into, this is going to sound funny, I turned it into pinball machines and motorcycles. And
awesome.
I have done far better with those, but I know those things, you see. So,
cool. Well, that's a good source.
Yeah, if I were you, I would look at, you know, something that you enjoy. Because I can't play gold. You know, I can play pinball.
Yeah, I like pinball. I love it.
Yeah.
I actually have a pinball app on my phone.
Oh, you like pinball?
Yeah, I love it. I grew up in a small town, and my girlfriend's mother owned the only pizza joint in town. So there's a pinball machine there. Play that thing like crazy.
Well, you know, you should keep your eyes open because I don't know what's going on, but pinball machines have been going through the roof. Like, everybody's just, I mean, these pinball machines that used to be $2,500 are going for $10,000 now. They're going, what is going on? So, anyway, if you do have something that you can not put under the mattress or in the, put it into something you enjoy. Maybe you can make some money out of it.
That's true, huh? Good idea. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and you've been a big help. Let me just get back to you once I have these other pieces in place, and we'll go forward.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Dennis.
You too.